Scripture says faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So as often as you hear it, that's how often faith comes. But the anointing which you and I have received of him abideth in you. And you and I, we need not that any man teach us. But as the same anointing teaches you and I, all things, and is truth, referring to spiritual things, and is no lie, even as he has taught. Well, the Holy Spirit is a person. Because he's a person, he's able to teach us. And he does teach us. He's our teacher. And then the scripture goes on to say, and ye shall abide in him. So whenever we approach the word of God, we trust the Holy Spirit to grant us, even according to the Apostle Paul's prayer, he talks about that the Lord will give us a spirit. Again, I view that as an anointing, that he would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and understanding in the knowledge of God. Now, we know that when Peter and the other disciple was asked by Jesus, who do men say that I am? They started the discourse with, this one says you're John the Baptist. You know the Pharisees and the rulers of that day, Herod, they all thought that because especially Herod, because he's the one that pretty much had John the Baptist's head cut off because of his wife and her daughter conspiring. And so he was afraid that was John the Baptist come from the dead. So he was the one that actually put that out there like that. That does John the Baptist come back from the dead? Others says that he was Jeremiah. Others says Elijah. Then they had a group that said, well, one of the prophets. So Jesus, I can imagine, here's all this intellectual discourse and reasoning, and none of them has come up with the right answer, which he knew they didn't know the answer. And he wasn't trying to get them to answer correctly. He's here trying to, his mission here is to teach them principle. And I'm sure the Spirit of God had already communicated to him that he was going to use Peter. And so the Spirit of God, in my meditation and looking at that and reading that over the years, I see the Holy Spirit coming upon Peter. Now, we have Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 that talks about when in the beginning, we'll start with verse 1. In the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heaven and the earth were without form and void. Yeah. Now, we know from Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah chapter 45, I can't recall what verse, that God didn't create the earth and the heaven void. Actually, we're told that from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, there was a change that took place. When it said, and the word was, it should have been translated, and the earth became void, an empty waste, and darkness was upon the very face of the deep. But what I really want you to see, and what I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to really focus on, is that the Holy Spirit was hovering, or he was moving, or brooding over the face of the very deep. Now, I often say in the presence of the Lord, this verse of scripture here that I saw years ago in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. No, it's 1 Corinthians chapter, the 12th chapter, I believe it is. And look at verse 3. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Now, I like what the Amplified Bible, now I have a different type of Amplified Bible. I think they call it the Classic, so it may read a little different. Therefore, I want you to know that no one speaking by the power and influence of the Spirit of God can say. So one translator says, it says by, and I say, to speak by the Holy Spirit has to be upon you, or that anointing has to be upon you. Now, the anointing is upon us, and there's never a moment we're not anointed, because the same example, Jesus is an eye example, on whom you see the anointing come upon, the Spirit come upon and remain. He is the Son of God. So the anointing came on Jesus, and the anointing stayed on Jesus. In the Old Testament, with the prophets and kings and priests and others that God had used, we see the phrase, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon. Right. And then by the anointing, he did the purpose and the will of God on that individual. If it was them to prophesy, or if it was to give them a rhema word, that's what he did. But he didn't stay upon them. But in the new covenant, yeah, the Holy Spirit comes upon us, anoints us, and he stays upon us. Yeah. So when I'm conversating in the presence of the Lord, I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, yeah, under the influence, I'm just saying, this is what I do. Under the influence, it helps my faith. It's not helping his, because his all developed. It helps my faith. So I said, under the influence and under the power of the Holy Spirit, I worship you. Because everything we do, yeah, we do it. If it counts for God, if it counts for the kingdom, it has to be by faith through grace. Hallelujah. Grace is God's willingness. Grace is God's ability. Remember Paul says, the Lord says to him, my grace is sufficient for you. Yeah. My faith is enough for you. My grace is enough for you. Are you listening to me? So we are people of faith, and our lives is being developed in every area in Christ by grace. Now, when the Lord says to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, the Amplified Bible translate that God's power and God's anointing is sufficient for you. He calls the anointing grace. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. So grace is God working in you and I both to will and to do of his good pleasure. There's an anointing. So Paul says, I will most gladly then glory in my infirmity, which he names, not sickness. Are you listening to me? He's talking about persecution that he was getting. He's talking about the rejection that he was getting. Because this man used to be in Judaism, and he was a devout leader in that type of religion. He was so zealous in his religion that he actually killed Christians. That's how zealous he was. And he thought he was doing God's work. Until Jesus met him on the road of Damascus, right? You know about his story, Paul's story. God introduced him to grace, and he says, I commit to you the word of his, what? Grace. The word of his grace. No, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of your own. It's a gift of God, which the grace and the faith. Come on, they are a gift of God. So grace is everything God gives you that you and I could never earn. Grace is everything that Jesus accomplished for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. This grace dispensation, which again the scripture calls it the dispensation of the Spirit. He says the dispensation of the law came with glory. But in John chapter 1, the Bible says, but grace and truth came through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing worketh by love. You have a good week.